Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you again. Get on this train, let's ride. I've got another story for you. I was in Chattanooga, Tennessee recently. Chattanooga is a city that I love. I love Chattanooga. I used to live there. I lived there for a long time, 12 years. But I moved away a long time ago, about 10 years ago. I got back to Chattanooga and stayed for a week. It was in the summer, and it was really hot. Sometimes in Chattanooga, it gets to be 100 degrees and stays that temperature for several days in a row. 100 degrees Fahrenheit is about 38 degrees centigrade. While I was in Chattanooga, I went walking all around and I found a pair of sunglasses on the street. It was a sunny day, and I actually didn't have a pair of sunglasses at the time, so I picked them up off the ground. I looked at them. They had bright green frames. They seemed like nice sunglasses. Now, I had been walking to the river because it's usually not as hot right by the river. It's cooler by the water. So I put the glasses on and kept going. I had a book with me. It was a book of poems by Ishmael Reed. He's a great poet. Maybe the best poet alive. When I read his poems, I feel like he's the best poet alive. I feel like he's the best ever to have lived. The book of poems I was carrying was called Chattanooga. That is, of course, where I was, Chattanooga. Anyway, back to the sunglasses. I put on the sunglasses and kept walking towards the river. I immediately felt really cool. I don't mean cool in temperature, because I still felt really hot. I mean cool as in stylish. I felt so cool. All of a sudden, I felt like everyone I passed as I walked thought I was cool. But, of course, I also realized that I didn't really know if people thought I looked cool. I was assuming they would think I looked cool, but for all I knew, people would think the opposite. They might think I looked, well, not cool at all. As soon as I had that thought, I felt the opposite feeling. I suddenly felt completely uncool. I felt like the sunglasses made me look less cool, like someone who is just naturally not cool, who put on sunglasses so he would look cool, but they just made everything worse. I felt very awkward for a minute. Then I realized that I could see my reflection in the window of a store I was passing by. It was a Subway sandwich shop. And I stopped to look at my own reflection. I saw myself wearing the sunglasses over a very big picture of a sandwich. When I saw my reflection, I realized that the way I really look is very different than how I think I look. And I am sorry to say that I did not look very cool. I took off the sunglasses. And when I took off the sunglasses, I remembered that there was a reason why I wanted to wear those sunglasses. They made the brightness of the day easier to walk through. It was easier to look around with the sunglasses on. The sunlight was intense, and it hurt my eyes. The sunglasses had a real purpose beyond changing my image. And then I thought, people might think these sunglasses are cool, they might think they are uncool, or they might not even notice them. But they make it more comfortable for me on this sunny day. And so I will continue wearing them. Then I remembered that I had just found these glasses on the street. I wondered if the person who lost the sunglasses would see me. What if they noticed me wearing their glasses, pointed at me and said, "Hey, those are mine, give them back." I really hoped that wouldn't happen. I was getting near the river. I could hear the sound of the water. I sat down on some rocks by the water and opened the book of poems. I read the book with my sunglasses on. No one seemed to notice me. That's all for today, my friends. I hope you enjoyed this story, and whether you look cool or uncool or somewhere in between, I look forward to seeing you again on the next episode of Boxcar English. Remember to go to my website, boxcaringlish.com, where you can take lessons with me. Please support the podcast at patreon.com/boxcaringlishpodcast, and if you enjoy the show, please leave us a review so more people can find it. So see you next time, right here on Boxcar English, where there's always room for you.